Good morning. Happy Easter. Now let's see if you remember. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
You're going to hear that a lot today. If you're one of the kids, go ahead, start counting, because that'll be something you could do. But today is the day. We have been through the 40 days of Lent together. We have remembered that we are dust. We have confessed our sins. We have learned about the disciples and their symbols. We have come together in worship and praise, culminating in today, the day when we remember and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. It is a good thing for us to be together, and it's a good thing for you to be with us if you're online from the Carolinas to Washington State. There are people who join us, and we are glad that you are part of today. Just to remind you and to let you know that this past Thursday, at our Monday-Thursday worship, but then also sometime this morning, we welcomed three young people to our Lord's table for their very first time. And so we rejoice with Preston and Carly Groves this morning, and we celebrate with Paulette White, who joined us at the table this last Thursday. Also, yesterday morning, in continuing and beginning our celebrations, we had baptism for young Elijah Frederick Carey. So I ask that you would please keep Elijah and his family in your prayers. And next Sunday is the third Sunday in April, and so our senior high youth will meet here at 6 p.m. next Sunday, and I hope that they are all able to join us. There are lots of other announcements in the bulletin, but we gather this morning so that we could be in worship and in celebration. So let us begin that celebration. Will you please rise? Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We continue with our opening dialogue. One last time. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
So if you have been raised with Christ, set your minds on things that are above.
Not on things that are on earth.
For you have died.
And your life is hidden with Christ.
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed,
then we also will be revealed with him in glory.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our gathering song is Happy Day, and we get to sing it together.
Forever.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated.
The reading for Easter morning is from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, and after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 28th chapter. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, and he said, 'Come, see the place where he lay.' Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and is indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee, where there you will see him. This is my message for you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, 'Greeting.' And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite any children to come on forward. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. All right, I have some things in my hand that we used last week. All right, does anyone know what these are? Palms, palm branches. So last week, we used them at Palm Sunday. We waved them around as we were marching, and she's like, "I don't want to be by him, Dad." So palms, really cool, right? There we are. Okay, so then there's this. Have any idea what that is? The fancy word is a chalice. It's a cup. It's a cup for wine. This is what we use to remember Maundy Thursday when Jesus gave us Holy Communion the very first time. So Maundy Thursday, what's this? A cross. Good Friday. That was the day we remembered that Jesus was nailed to a cross for our sake, that Jesus died for us. All right? So we've got palms. We've got a cup. We've got a cross. Now, I've got two other really favorite things to symbolize today, all right? First one is, can you hold that? What is that? A rock. First one's a rock, all right? Now, the second one, I got to be a little more careful with this one. Got to make sure, it's kind of full, right? The second one is something empty, right? So we have a rock and we have something empty. How does that symbolize Easter? I mean, don't we have flowers and don't we have other stuff? What's a rock and something empty? There was a rock in front of Jesus' tomb. And everybody was worried about it, right? The women who came to see Jesus and to try to help him that day, they were worried about the rock. They thought it was going to be too big for them to move. The Jewish leaders, they thought somebody was going to move that rock, so they put guards on it. And you know what? This rock wound up being no big deal at all. In the story I read, an angel came down, shook the ground, and the rock just rolled out of the way. And the rock rolled out of the way, and we discovered the tomb was empty. They came thinking it was going to have Jesus' body in it. They thought it was going to be full. And when the rock rolled away, empty, 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 empty. Because Jesus isn't dead anymore. Jesus is alive. Jesus rose from the dead so that you and I could find joy every day. So don't worry about the rocks in your life. Don't ever worry about the rocks in your life, because we know that the tomb is empty and Jesus stands beside us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we are so excited that we get to celebrate the fact that you rose from the dead today. Fill us with your light. Fill us with your love. Help us not to be worried about the rocks in our lives, and help us proclaim your empty tomb in all that we say and do. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. Thank you for coming, everybody. Jesus is risen. I love getting to say that. It is one of my most favorite things. I even had to text it to someone this morning because they couldn't be here with me. So I was like, there we are. And now may the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord be with you all this day. The tomb is empty, and our lives are full. That is one of the joys from this day. This past week, we have been watching as Jesus emptied himself. He was humble and obedient even to death, even death on the cross. You see, the world thought that it had won. Caiaphas, Pilate, the soldiers, the crowds, everything about the status quo thought that they had won. They had stopped Jesus. They had stopped the one who cared more for outcast and forgotten people than for power or authority or even his own safety. They had stopped this one from making sinners feel loved and those left out feel like they were actually a part of something. They saw Jesus emptied and they crushed the can. They watched as he was stuffed in a tomb and they celebrated. They even set a watch over the tomb so that no one would disrupt their celebrations. Jesus' disciples watched as Jesus was empty. In fact, they helped in the emptying. From Judas's betrayal to all of them running away and abandoning him. From Peter's denial to being shown up by the women who remained by Jesus. They stood by as Jesus was falsely accused, beaten, convicted, flogged, crucified, and died. For as empty as Jesus was, they too were dried out husks of shame with no hope. Entering into this morning's gospel story, there is a lot of emptiness and a lot of guilt. There is grief and intense sadness as well as dread. But this is the Easter story. And the amazing truth is that Jesus is risen. You're getting it. Yeah, I like that. No matter how empty and sad they were, the women came today. No matter how frightened they were of the guards that were going to be all around, those women came. They came expecting a tomb filled with the body of their Lord, their teacher, and their friend. They didn't come expecting earthquakes or a pile of fainted guards or messenger angels sitting on rocks. They were definitely not expecting to see Jesus himself. The tomb was empty, and they were filled with joy. They were confused and startled, but they were filled with joy. That is the power of Easter. For our sake, Jesus emptied himself of divinity so that divinity might fill him at the resurrection. Jesus also emptied himself so that we might be filled. Filled with love, with inspiration, with opportunities, and with joy. Complete joy. You see, in truth, it is the world that is defeated. Jesus is dead no more. In fact, Jesus is risen. Nothing that Caiaphas or Pilate tried, nothing that the crowds or the soldiers did, defeated the love of God in Jesus our Lord. No amount of guards could stop it. The love of God drove Jesus to be crucified, but the love of God also raised Jesus from the dead, and now we have hope. Our Lord Jesus has been risen from the dead, and more than that, Jesus now goes out into the world before us as he promised. That's what the angel tells to the women. That's the message that they're supposed to take to the disciples. It's the message that we hear this morning as well. Our risen and victorious Lord doesn't now sit back expecting people to serve him or to wait on him. Jesus is on the move once again. Jesus is bringing the love of God to the people once again, just as he has promised. And so Jesus bids the disciples to come and find him. He's out there. Jesus is out there. Our risen Lord is out there. Jesus is out in the world and he goes ahead of us. He is beckoning us to recognize him in the least, in the lost, in the left out. He is beckoning us to recognize him in friends and strangers, in family and even enemies. And as we recognize him, we love them all as Jesus loves us. This is the victory of resurrection. This is how we are called to participate in that resurrection. Jesus lives and gives us new life. Our old sinful selves were stuffed in the tomb with Jesus, and our new lives rise again with Jesus, and we follow our Lord into the world with the love of God filling us. From the font at our baptism to this table, the gift of Jesus' resurrection shines forth for us and for our lives. It shines forth for the benefit of the people around us. As Jesus' life and love fills us, we get to share that life and love with those around us. As Jesus goes into the world before us, we get to go into the world searching for our Lord so that we might help and care, feed, teach, listen, mourn with, celebrate with all the people we meet. This is the power of resurrection for us and for all people, and it leads to a great big amen. Do you know what amen means? It's not just an ending word. It's not the equivalent of "that's all, folks," or "thanks for listening, God." Amen means "let it be so." When we say amen at the end of a prayer or say amen sometime in our conversation, what we are asking is that all that we have prayed about, all that we have heard and said, will be real in our lives. Now, that may also be one of the reasons why they say to people, "be careful what you pray for, you just might get it." Today, as we celebrate the resurrection and its power to change our lives, may we say a bold amen, and may we live a bold amen. Let us hope and pray that we receive the new life that Jesus promises, that we discover daily opportunities to reach around us with love and care, with help and hope for others. As we follow Jesus into the world, as we look to make God's vision into our mission, as we look to find our risen Lord who goes before us, may we always live our amen. As we celebrate the amazing truth that Jesus is risen,
he is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
May we always live that truth, share that truth, and bring the love of Jesus everywhere we go. And all the people said, Amen. Please rise and let us pray. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. When our faith stands at the grave, grieving for a stone that's rolled away, forgive us. When our faith is short of understanding, though the truth is there for us to see, forgive us. When our faith, beset by doubt, sees no further than an empty tomb today, forgive us. Bring us to mind the cry of Mary, I have seen the Lord, and grant us faith to believe that Jesus is risen. May this declaration resound, not only in these walls, but through all the world. And may they touch the lives of all we meet and forever be the truth of which we seek. Your love, once sown within a garden tomb, neglected and rejected, now spreads its sweet perfume in this place and wherever it is shown. Lord of life, we pray for all who bring your word of life as a light to those in darkness, for those who bring your word of peace to those enslaved by fear, for those who bring your word of love to those in need of comfort. Lord of love and Lord of peace, Lord of resurrection life, be known through our lives of love and service. Lord Jesus, may your resurrection reach into the lives of those who are lonely or afraid, who are sick or recovering, who are without hope or singing your praises. We lift before you these we know who need your resurrected presence. We pray for Sharon, Wyatt, Phyllis, Cody, Randy, Kathy, LaRue, Judith, Diane, Rhonda, Vivian, Kevin, Jeff, Carol, Adrian, Paul, Jody, Andrea, Emily, Myron, Jean and Brian, John and Kathy. How blessed is this day when earth and heaven are joined and humankind is reconciled to God. Lord God, you loved this world so much that you gave your one and only Son that we might be called your children too. Lord, help us to live in the gladness and grace of Easter Sunday every day. Let us have hearts of thankfulness for your sacrifice. Let us have eyes that look upon your grace and rejoice in our salvation. Help us to walk in that mighty grace and tell your good news to the world. All for your glory do we pray. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Let us rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we have also been sent into the world in love and service. And so together we pray, gracious, holy, and good God, we thank you for Jesus' resurrection. Help us to celebrate him not only today, but every day. Remind us that because Jesus lives, we can stay hopeful even amid troubles. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world. For Jesus is risen today. Amen. As you go into the world this week, be Easter people. Be those who say, why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here, he is risen. Be ready to be surprised by what God will do next. Look for the risen Christ in those you meet. Let the Holy Spirit nudge you and guide you. The tomb is empty because Jesus is out in the world and now we must go out into the world too. So may the joy and wonder of that first Easter morning live in your hearts today and every day. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the glorious Father, the risen Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the most gracious Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
May your week be filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision be with you.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Oh,